number for Tiger Woods. We believe he's still at his hotel room in Augusta. Not exactly sure, but we're going to give him a call here and try to find out what happened this weekend and where he goes from here. Calling Tiger Woods on the ticket.
It's probably going to be bitter.
Hello?
Yeah, is Tiger there?
Oh, hi, Moses.
Hey, Tiger. Yeah, it's us, Dunham & Miller from The Ticket. How's it going?
Hey, did you guys see I was in the Masters?
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah. I didn't do too good.
No.
Can you believe old Big Boobs won?
Don't call him that. He's in a lot better shape than he has been.
How can he swing with those cheek cups?
Come on. They're not that big.
Aren't you kind of happy for Phil?
No.
Oh.
That Hugh Grant lookalike couldn't hold my Asianed up jock.
Well, he played well this weekend, and he had a great back nine yesterday.
Yeah, but he's sorry, George.
He's sorry?
Yeah. Hey, and don't be fooled by his wife and kids. He's clearly queer.
Oh, you think
Why?
So?
He's left-handed. That's strange. It's queer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is a left-hander.
Also, that doughy cracker's gay.
Come on.
He can kiss my semi-black ass, George.
Wow, he's really bitter.
You are bitter. What happened to you over the weekend?
And Jim Nantz, I hate him too.
Why?
He's so corny. Do you guys hear him? He's so corny.
Yeah.
He's got more corn in him than an American Standard after Earl's had the Luann platter again.
God, Tiger,
your dad.
I just hate Jim Nantz's cheesy lines when he says things like, a master like none other.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. That's what it is, because I didn't win it. Master like none other. And speaking of masters, Hootie Johnson still thinks he's won.
Oh, hi-yo. Come on now.
Hey, he tried to pay me to shine his shoes on the 13th before he realized I was a golfer.
That's bad.
Let me tell you something. That racist conspired to keep me from winning.
Really?
No.
He planted hot white women at every hole to distract me.
Well, you should be happily distracted by just one hot white woman.
He also had Fuzzy Zeller planted up in the trees with a laser-scoped deer rifle.
Oh, he did not.
Yeah, so every time I was in the fairway over a shot, I would see a red dot training over my heart.
That is so ridiculous.
Fuzzy?
It was Fuzzy, yeah.
Oh, Fuzzy would never do something like that.
But you're right, Craig. At least I've got Ellen.
Yes.
My sweet Ellen.
Right, yeah. Your fiancé.
You realize that since I've been with her, I don't pick up a club until I tee off at the next tournament?
You don't even practice anymore?
No. And my dad hates her.
Really?
He calls her the White Devil.
Oh, golly.
I told him the White Devil is what you keep putting up your nose, but he doesn't listen to me.
Oh, now come on.
Boy, it sounds like you two aren't getting along.
No. I mean, with my dad's bacon heart, he needs to live a little more healthy, you know? My dad?
Uh-huh.
Earl?
Yeah.
The corpulent black that violated some Viet Cong so sloppily that I splattered. 9 months later, she had to squat over a patch of grass and butt vomit out a Masters loser.
Yeah?
He said hi.
Tell him hi from us.
He said hi.
Yeah, tell him hi also.
Well, guys, I've got to go. I've got to pawn my club so I can take Ellen to a nice dinner at Pizza Hut.
No, that's a bad idea.
You've got plenty of money.
Bye, Major.
Bye.
Bye.